Welcome to episode 17 of Dode's Song. This is a mizmor or psalm that was actually written by Yahweh himself, the creator God of the universe. And it is dedicated in its entirety to his beloved son, our Messiah, our king, as well as the man who served as the most important of the three Zeroah sacrificial lambs, fulfilling Pesach, Matzah, and Bekonim in his second of three lives. We shared in the previous episode of Dode's Song the prophetic statement that was inspired to highlight the very message conveyed by Yahweh regarding his son in the 89th Mizmor. I'm going to repeat where we were because there is really very few things as vital to our survival than for you to know that Yeshaya, Isaiah 9, 6, and 7 echo the sentiments God shared with us about Dode. And so from that perspective, let me recite once again to you. For indeed, a child, a boy, an infant, who grows up to become a man, was born. He was conceived and brought into view through a woman impregnated by the father of the child at a moment in time, all before us, in our presence. A son was provided as a gift, and he was placed on our behalf regarding our very approach. The opportunity to learn what can be known about how to engage and endure, in addition to the responsibility and the authority to lead, was and always will be on his shoulder, and predicated upon the eagerness in which he pursued his calling early in his first life. His name, reputation, and renown has been read and recited, has been summoned and called out, welcomed and proclaimed as a counselor, providing valuable advice, who is astoundingly brilliant and amazingly insightful, a valiant and heroic individual with a prominent military and political standing in the community, the most capable, competent, and courageous man of God. An eternal witness providing restoring testimony of the Father, the leader who conveys the authorized position on reconciliation and restoration leading to salvation, tremendously increasing the ability to learn about and respond to the means to engage and endure, to be liberated and empowered. As a result of this approach, reconciliation and restoration, complete satisfaction and total contentment will be without end upon the throne, the exceedingly high status and the dignity of Dode, David the Beloved, as well as upon his kingdom through his considered advice and counsel, so as to be prepared and established by it and to be restored and sustained through it with the means to exercise good judgment and justly resolve the ensuing disputes, all by being right and thereby being vindicated and validated. From then to now and forevermore, the deep devotion and passion of Yahweh, of the vast array of spiritual implements, has consistently engaged to make this happen. Yeshaya salvation and deliverance, liberation, are from Yahweh, Isaiah 9:7 and 9:6. Yeshayah and the Mizmor are hand in glove. They are most useful and insightful when brought together. And so it is from this perspective that the Song of the Sun elucidates Isaiah's most acclaimed prophecy regarding the identity, the achievements, and the accolades of the very Son of God, our Messiah, Dod David. If I might share some of those highlights with you. The poem of insights to contemplate and comprehend by being circumspect, by the productive and the established, the profuse and enduring, the beloved, native-born, strong arm who is cherished. My upright one, you remember and you have chosen to mention that you are mindful of the contemptible and the condescending taunts and the dishonorable and deplorable decrees which were determined by all of the many nations and the preponderance of people against those who work with you, which I have now brought to bear in my best judgment. Mizmor 89:50. This is because those in opposition to you, Yahweh, are insulting with their bewildering derision and improperly discerned contempt so as to discredit them in an abusive manner. The very footsteps of your Masayak, your Messiah, 89:51. Blessed by having knelt down in love to lift up is Yahweh forevermore. This is trustworthy, it is verifiable, and it is reliable, correct, and true. Mizmor, lyrics to be sung, Psalm 89:52. My upright one, the very foundation of the tabernacle, the upright pillar, which is addressing the vertical beam which secures and enlarges a home, especially the tent of the enduring witness, is how Edon is used throughout the Torah. As Edon, it is a reference to Satan, the Lord, the master, the one who wishes to own and to possess. As Edon, it is a reference to the Torah's description, which is an upright pillar, the very foundation of the vertical beam that secures and enlarges the tent of the enduring and restoring witness. You remember and have chosen to mention that you are mindful, and particularly that you recall and never forget to proclaim the truth through the most memorable of men. That there are many who are contemptible and condescending, their taunts are dishonorable, their decrees are deplorable, and it was all predetermined and was conveyed by many a nation. Indeed, the ponderance of people against those who work with you, which I have now brought to bear in my best judgment. This was the 50th statement of the 89th Mizmor. And in it, there are some really profound insights beyond my upright one, which I've shared with you. Zakar, which is the verb you remember, you have chosen to mention, you are mindful of. Well, Zakar also speaks of a memorable man. The most memorable of all men is Dode. The second most memorable is Moshe. And today, the man whose words you should remember, who Yahweh has chosen to mention, who has told you to be, he has told you to be mindful of in many hundreds of prophecies, is the one that you've invited into your home and to your lives, who is bringing this very message to you. And his job is to call out and condemn the taunts, the deplorable decrees which so many throughout the nations have brought to bear against God, against Yahweh, and those who work with you, which Yahweh has now brought to bear in his best judgment. I was looking at the feed to my Facebook page, which many of you may be live streaming, enjoying the live stream of this program. It's also live streamed to my X account and to several of our YouTube channels. And on the live stream, the live feed, there was a rabbinical type that wanted to criticize the pronunciation of Yahweh. And he said that there is, it has been shown to be unreliable, and also that there is no historical precedent for it. Huh. I mean, do religious types even bother to think? I mean, he had I think it was a 4-point rebuttal. And how can there have been evidence that it is unreliable and that there is no precedence for it? Either it is new to you because you erased his name and forgot all about Yahweh, or you haven't forgotten about him and you didn't erase his name, but you've got some other pronunciation of it because you don't like this one. You can't have it both ways. My response was, of course, that if the pronunciation Yahweh is incorrect, then why do you say Torah? Why do you say Shalom? Why is the verb that Yahweh said serves as the basis of his name, Haya? These three words, which have a precedence going all the way back 3,400 years, demonstrate that the four vowels in Yahweh's name are pronounced Yahweh. I understand that religious people of all ilk, whether it's Judaism, Christianity, or Islam, despise Yahweh's name. They despise those who come in Yahweh's name. They besmirch them. But what has it got you? Look at the condescending nature of the Torah, prophets, and Psalms every time, which was all the time, Israel acted up in a religious manner against the relationship with Yahweh. And the consequence was hellacious. It didn't just begin with the golden calf at the beginning of the Exodus. Every time, moment after moment, the embittered Israelites had the opportunity. They told God, go away. They even had the audacity to say, we never want to hear from you again. No wonder they don't know his name. And then they replaced his name with Hashem. Are you crazy? Can you not think? Do you not know that all of the subjugation that you've experienced over these 3,500 years under the Egyptians and then under the Assyrians, and then under the Babylonians, and then under the Greeks, and then under the Imperial Romans, and then under the Roman Catholic Church, and then under the Ottoman Muslims, then under the Nazis, the Europeans, and the Holy Roman Empire, and now under Muslims again and their allegiance with progressives. All of it, every act of it, every decade of it is because you're so pig-headed, so hard-headed. Yes, you are indeed pig-headed. You may have removed swine from your diet, but you have it between the ears. You have denied Yahweh's name. You have erased Yahweh's name. What do you think he wrote in the second and third statements? In fact, the first three, all three of them on the first of the two tablets. My name is Yahweh. I am the one who freed you from slavery. He didn't say my name was Mutton Jeff. He didn't say my name is Hashem. He didn't say my name is Adonai. He told you his name. Do you think he knows how to write it? I am Yahweh. And the second statement, which is the longest one, it exists to say, don't be religious. Don't be seen in a religious community. Don't be aggrandizing religious images. Don't corrupt your sons with your goddamn religion. In fact, your religion is so appalling, so incriminating, so devastating to your soul, that there will only be thousands among billions that receive the benefits of the covenant. And this is because there is an unforgivable sin against God. Written in the third statement, Yahweh will never forgive those who make his name for naught. You belittle, you negate, you erase Yahweh's name for whatever reason, for however long. The consequence is either the elimination of your soul, or if you're a perpetrator, if you're one of those who is writing me and saying, Yahweh is incorrect, you are acquiring an express ticket to Sheol. That is what this says. And it's also telling you that there will be a man whom you need to consider that is working with Yahweh against the masses of people who are polluted with religion, who are deliberately perpetrating lies, who are contemptible in their words and their deeds, that are working with Yahweh and against the voices of wrong, of evil, of politics and religion. Yahweh has brought a voice to bear. That is what 8950 says. And this is all because those in open opposition to you, every rabbi, every priest, every pastor, every imam, every libertard progressive with a microphone, that is because those in opposition to you, Yahweh, an accurate transliteration of the name of our Eloah, God, guided by his Torah instructions regarding his Haya existence and our Shalom reconciliation. They are insulting. If you're religious, if you're political, you are insulting from God's perspective. Your derision is bewildering. Your discernment is contemptible. And you are discrediting the truth and the value of your own souls in a very abusive manner. And in particular, you have negated the footsteps, the very stance of your Messiah. How is that possible if the Messiah, according to Judaism, is unknown? You couldn't have besmirched your Messiah if he has never walked on the earth. Clue, your Messiah is somebody who has been called the Messiah and anointed as the Messiah by Yahweh previously. Well, if you're going to take people who have been anointed as the Messiah on God's instruction and whom Yahweh himself, I anointed him in my special anointing oil, that would leave you, let me see how many candidates we can go through the list here and see who is the potential candidate to be your Messiah. That would be, ding, ding, wake up call, Dode David. The entire list. No one else that was anointed not only on Yahweh's instructions and three times, but specifically anointed by Yahweh himself. And the one man Yahweh refers to as he is my Mashiach for you. This song, the 89th Mizmor, Dode song, provided a really handy clue as to who the Messiah is that you have negated and abused, that you have insulted with your bewildering derision. Because guess whose name appears throughout it? Dode. Just as it appeared in the midst of Isaiah's prophecy in 9, 6, and 7 that you have obfuscated, allowing Christianity and their crude counterfeit to claim it of their misnomer. Well played, Jews. Listen, God loves you. I have devoted my life to you. I am here to awaken you. I'm here to protect you. I'm here to stand up for you. I will actually sacrifice my life voluntarily for you. No one cares more about you than I do. Certainly, no rabbi and no Israeli politician, no Jewish pundit. And I'm sharing with you what Yahweh has to say about you, that you have deliberately discredited your Messiah. And particularly the footsteps of your Messiah, the stance of your Messiah, which means your Messiah has been here before, and that cuts the list down to one. Dode. There's very few things I could share with you that are more important to the well-being of Israel and to Yehudim than to recognize and to celebrate that God's name is Yahweh, and that as a Yod, his name is in your name. It's in the very place where you live, in Yahudah. And second unto that, that your Messiah's name is Dode David. And the reason that he is your Messiah is because he served not only as your shepherd, but as the sacrificial lamb of Pesach, opening the door to life. This is a very profound truth. The reason that I expose and condemn the Christian religion, the reason I have written the five volumes of Twistianity, is to clear away all of that rubbish because it was piled right on top of the truth, and because it stinks to high heaven, you've run away from it. But underneath that rubbish is this truth. that Doubt is your Messiah. He's your Savior. He is your King. He is Yahweh's beloved Son, His chosen one. And yet you have insulted your Messiah, just as you have insulted your God. Blessed by having knelt down in love to lift up is Yahweh forevermore. It is trustworthy, verifiable, and reliable. One of the things that is quite odd is that men and women want to lift up their God in praise. Their gods are no bigger than they are. Look at the size of the gods of the Romans and the Greeks before them. They're all statuary made in the image of men and women. Look at the God of the Christians. He's not only a man, his most prominent image is of a dead man on a stick. Look at Allah. As puny as Muhammad was, Allah's smaller still. This is what men have done. You've even robbed your God of his name. You've robbed your God of his testimony because you dressed the Torah up as if it were a whore and paraded around while you recite passages from your God-forsaken Talmud. You even usurp stealing the name Torah and apply it to your rabbinical arguments. Well, the only real God, Yahweh, does exactly the opposite of what is spoken of in religion. He has got down on his knees, diminishing an aspect of himself to lift us up. What do you think he was doing during the Exodus? What do you think he was doing when he collaborated with Dod on Pesach, Matzah, and Bukurim? What do you think he's doing right now as I speak to you, trying to awaken you, trying to reacquaint you with your Messiah and reintroduce you to your God? This is Yahweh getting down on his knees to lift you up, to grab your hand so that you can walk with him forevermore. This is trustworthy. It is verifiable. It is reliable. It is Amon. It is not Amen. Amen is the name of a Egyptian god. Amon means this is correct and true. And this, in this particular statement, it is Amon wa Amon. This is affirmed and supported, established and acceptable, clearly stated and dependable. There is one Mashiach, Messiah, and Ben-El, son of God. And he is Dod, the beloved. He is Yahweh's Bakar, chosen one, his Abed, co-worker, and Ad Olam, an eternal and restoring witness. He is our king, Melech. This Mashal, articulate leader, is the ultimate Gabor, God's most competent and courageous of men. He is Yasa, our Savior, the one who delivered us from ourselves, from our guilt, because he is the Ra'ah, shepherd, and the greatest of the Zeruah, serving as the sacrificial lamb. Every one of these accolades was ascribed to Dod David by Yahweh himself in this song. He is all of these things, and if you are influenced by rabbinic Judaism, you'll only acknowledge one of them, and in the past tense. Okay. None of the rest. And it's the whole package or nothing. And of course, if you are a Christian, you have created a crude counterfeit, robbing through replacement foolology. Everything that Yahweh just said about Dodd, stealing it to give some semblance of credibility to your misnomer and counterfeit. Shame on you. Of course, if you're a Muslim, you're just way too stupid for any of this to make any sense to you. So you're not listening to this program, so I don't need to speak to you. And if you're a bad Muslim and you're questioning your religion, open goddamn religion. It will explain it all to you. Many would lead God's people astray. Only one would deliver them from their own guilt. Many have been wrong. One was acclaimed by God himself as being Tzedak right. Well, our questions regarding who Yahweh is, who he has chosen, who Dodd is, and what he has done have all been answered. But one remains for you. What are you going to do about it? But now you yourselves have refused to accept, creating a foul stench by snubbing, such that you have rejected by diminishing the merit of, even spurning over time by repudiating the essence of, improperly on your own initiative, meddling, while presumptively passing over Ata Masiach, your Messiah. 89:38. You have repudiated and renounced the covenant, the bereth, with your co-worker. You have dishonored and defiled his dedication and his devotion to the land. 89:39. You have broken down and destroyed his entire sheepfold and all of the protective walls, and you have caused the undoing and the degradation, the utter destruction of the fortifications that he has provided. Mizmor 89:40. All who pass this way plunder him, robbing him of his dignity. He has become scorned and abusively ridiculed, defiled and upbraided by those who claim some affinity with him and prate around as if the Star of David pertains to him, when it is the symbol of Bar Kokhba, the false Messiah that the father of rabbinic Judaism foisted on his people as a counterfeit to fight one false Messiah with another. And you have been deceived and deluded all of this time. There is actually something that Yahweh, the creator God of the universe, the God of Abraham, of Yishak and Jacob, the God of the Torah, the God of Yisrael, hates more than when his people spit in his face, poke their finger in his eye, erase his name, discredit his testimony. And that is when they do these things to his beloved son. And you've done it, not for a while, but for 3,000 years. You have lifted up and exalted, even helped justify the upper hand of his foes and adversaries, especially those who try to constrain and limit him. Just as Peter and Paul did with Christianity, where they said that Dodd was dead and buried, therefore all the promises that God made to Dodd actually apply to one who is never mentioned in any prophecy, Iesu Christu, which became Jesus Christ. You let it happen. All you had to do is recite the 89th Mizmor and say, I'm sorry, but you are wrong. All you had to do is read the 22nd Psalm, where Dodd 1,000 years before he would endure it, describes the very agony of crucifixion as he fulfilled Pesach and the distress that he endured when he was separated from Yahweh into the place of separation so that he could carry our guilt there and deposit it, never to be seen again, and the ultimate celebration of Bukodim when the firstborn became the exemplar of firstborn children, Bukodim. All you had to do was read those things. You had to read Yeshaya 53. Had to read Isaiah 9. You had to read 2 Samuel 7. You had to read any one of the first 30 Mizmor, and then this one. That's all you had to do, and Christianity never would have existed. You would never have endured the Holocaust. You never would have endured the wrath of Titus, of Vespasian, Hadrian. And without rabbinic Judaism, there would have been no Islam, because Muhammad ran out of material, and almost all of the Quran is nothing but regurgitated stories from the Talmud, because rabbis had the audacity to sell Muhammad readings from the Talmud, which he incorporated into the Quran to create a sense of religiosity that would never have been there otherwise. Without it, Islam is nothing but a death cult and terrorist manifesto. You did this to yourselves. And you would think, after essentially 3,000 years of being estranged from Yahweh, of being left to your own devices and plundered by the people of the world, that somewhere along that line, Yehudim, Israelites, he had to say, you know, this is not working out for us. What did we do wrong? Where did we go wrong? And you would read Yahweh's testimony, and he'd say, well, why did we erase God's name from our lives? That couldn't have been a good idea. Why have we negated the accomplishments of our Messiah? That couldn't have been a good idea. Why have we perverted the purpose of the Bereth covenant? Why have we replaced the intent of each of Yahweh's seven Moed Mikre with our own religious holidays? That has not worked out well for us. Why do we parade around as in the Haredi religion as if this cult of morbidity, of dressed for your own funeral, living in ignorance, being parasites? How is that a good idea? You have lifted up and exalted, even helped justify the upper hand of his foes and adversaries, especially those who try to constrain and limit him. You have caused all who demonstrate animosity and rancor towards him, his dode David, your Messiah and King, the very Passover Lamb, your Savior, the chosen one of Yahweh. What's worse, and adding to the resentment, you are turned around again, having assaulted, besieged, bound up, and constrained the rocky crag of his battle for Choreb, such that you do not stand with him or support him in this conflict over yeasted bread. Mizmor 89:43. You have truncated, causing a sensation of all of the work as if a Shabbat for do nothing day, thereby removing and taking away from his purifying brilliance, his means to restore you, along with his glorious status. Yeah. Dod is returning as Elyon, as if God himself. And his position of honor, his dignity, his powerful presence, and even his throne, you have hurled to the ground. 8944. You have cut short so as to deprive yourselves of what is required to reap the benefits of the harvest. Ketzar. It is from Katsir. The next harvest is at the commencement of the time of Jacob's troubles. It is Shabuah. It will occur on a Shabbat, which God does his best work, of May 22nd, 2026. Commiserate with the time that the very heart of Israel is ripped away and given to the Muslims that hate her in the two-state dissolution. The next 7 years are going to be hellacious. According to the prophets, particularly according to Yoel and Yashaya, it's going to be the most painful and deadly, debilitating time in all of human history. It will conclude on another harvest, a gleaning, a lakat, of Teruah in year 6000, Yah, 2033, the 23rd of September. You've even been led astray by Maimonides, and you do not know what year it is, because rather than basing his timeline on Yahweh's testimony, as I have done, so that I know when Yahweh's returning with Dode, and know that it is 10 days before that time, on the Shabbat of Teruah, after the gleaning of Teruah, that there will be a mortal remnant that I will sacrifice my life to save on that date, so that 10 days later, this remnant of Yisrael will finally be prepared to hear Yahweh's voice again, to be in his presence, and to witness the return of the firstborn. Dode. That is your story. That is God's story and your place in it. So you have deprived yourself of what is required to participate in this harvest during the time when his robust presence has been concealed. You have vigorously obscured this man in the past, which is now affecting your future. You have covered over him. You have veiled him. You have shamefully diminished his status in a dismissive and dishonorable fashion. Please take a moment and consider these implications, says Yahweh in Mizmor Psalm 89:45. For how long, Yahweh, will you remain hidden, concealed, and virtually unknown, a secret to many who had the audacity to erase your name, who had the audacity that when your name is reintroduced, say, no, can't be true. That name has no historical precedence, and it's been disproven in the past. Oh, come on. Can't you read these words? They were revealed in your presence in the center of your time in year 3000, Yah, 968 BCE, when the cornerstone of the home for Yahweh's name, which you call a temple, was placed on the threshing floor of Mount Moriah. That is when these words were revealed in your language by one of your own. And you don't get it. You have made Yahweh invisible to your people because you have erased his name, because you have repudiated your Messiah and King, your Savior. This needs to end, and soon, or you will be part of those whose souls are either eliminated, or if you're a promoter of these lies, sent to Sheol. your righteous indignation, speaking of Yahweh, your overt displeasure, your furious antagonism is kindled and it burns eminently and prominently for an enduring period like a fire. Yes, for 32 years shy of 3,000. This is when you were given your last best hope. This is when the menorah was relit for you, that menorah that sits over my shoulder. It burns brightly again. It is the lamp to Yahweh, lighting the path, so that you can come home to your Messiah. And yet, God's animosity still burns because so few Yehudim listen. Your will is to recall this information, which is what we're doing at this moment. And these events, asserting these truths, to ask about the duration of life in this world and the temporary things by contrast to eternity, especially to explain how time flows differently relative to the observer, to appreciate how long these things will continue to transpire in this world at their present pace. You think that through? Your lives are like the flicker of a candle in the wind. And they're about to be snuffed out if you don't turn to the enduring and everlasting illumination of that menorah. Yahweh told you, even in his creation account, that there would be two luminaries, a greater luminary and a lesser one, and that they would serve to enlighten you regarding the Moed, which are the seven annual invitations to meet each year, with the greater luminary fulfilling Pesach, Matzah, and Bikurim, and the lesser luminary serving as a guide to Shavuah, but on Teruah, doing the same thing as his king, laying down his life for you. He's told you, and now he's reminding you. And he will call your attention to this all over again. But now is the time to listen. Because if you listen now, if you accept Yahweh back into your life, if you recognize the role that Dod David played in delivering eternity to you and delivering you from your guilt to be part of Yahweh's covenant family, then you conjoin with us and bring in ever more Yehudim and Israelites into the covenant to make eternity even richer. We were asked, was it for nothing? For nothing but religious vanity? That you created each of the sons of Adam and humankind? If it were not for what we are doing now, if it were not for the fact that Yahweh chose someone, yes, again, and enabled him with his seven spirits as the choder, as the sucker that grows up from the fallen root stock of Yisrael, to serve as the Nakar, observant foreigner, and Zeruah, the one cultivating the seeds of the harvest, as his coal voice, as the Bashar, who not only heralds this message to you, but lays down his life for you. This planet would cease to exist. That was 8947. What man of great strength and character, empowered to prevail as the most capable and courageous of men, Gabar, lives and will not witness death as a result of this plague, saving his soul from the hand and influence of Shaul. Shaul is Paul. He is the author of and the father of the Christian religion. The religion that did more to lure people away from the truth of Yahweh and his beloved son, Dod, our Messiah and the Son of God, than anyone in human history. It is why 660 years prior to Shaul drafting his first epistle, that one to the Galatians in 52 CE, that Yahweh inspired Chabaok to expose him and condemn him, calling Shaul the plague of death. Why didn't you respond after Shaul's 14 pathetic letters to say, this is the very man that Yahweh condemned? I did it. Why not you? Pause now and consider what this implies. Because what it implies is that because you didn't do these things, the rubbish that Paul piled on top of the truth to rob Dod of his dignity and Yahweh of his name has precluded generations of Yehudim from recognizing the truth. They can't even fathom that God would acknowledge a man as his son. They cannot fathom that Yahweh has acknowledged that his Messiah has been here twice before and will return. All because of those lies and the stench of them. And rabbis, you were responsible. You allowed it. And you have never explained what I have just shared. Where is your unwavering love and enduring favoritism, which was expressed first and foremost as the initial priority from the very beginning, which you promised to? What do you think the name is that follows? Dod. Which you promised to? Dod. Can you read? I mean, it's obvious that so many of you can't think anymore. It's obvious that you've got animosity to Yahweh and to the truth about Dod being your Messiah and the Son of God, the Chosen One, who fulfilled Pesach, Matzah, and Bikurim. But you can read. Why don't you accept what God told you? All of this was promised. The ultimate priority, right from the start. Yahweh's unwavering love and enduring favoritism, his mercy and his compassion has all been expressed through his collaborative work with Dod. He even messed up his name, and you're pretending like there's a V in the Hebrew alphabet. There is no V sound. The wah is like the wah in Torah. The wah is like the wah in Shalom. The wah is like the wah in Yahweh. His name is written Deleth Wah Deleth. Dod. And he even messed that up. God, didn't you get anything right? Are you going to make amends? No. I've been at this 23 years now, devoted all my waking hours to coming to know Yahweh and what he revealed to us over these past 23 years. And because I'm constantly learning, you realize that there's things that you have written earlier that need clarification, or that something that you have discovered changes something that you previously thought to be true. And I have invested the time over these 23 years to rewrite every book amongst the 35 that are available in their entirety and for free and are irrefutable at yadayah.com, many of them 5 to 10 times. If I could do that, if I did that, striving to be as accurate as absolutely possible about the most important message ever delivered to humankind, why have you never gone back and corrected the lies of the Talmud? Why have you never gone back and corrected that terrible crime of erasing Yahweh's name from your lives? Why have you never gone back to realize that David doesn't have a star, that his name is Dod, that he is your shepherd and the Passover lamb, that he is your Messiah and the very Son of God, that he is the most important person in God's story, because it was through Dod that Pesach, Matzah, and Bikurim were fulfilled. My upright one, you remember and have chosen to mention that you are mindful of, you are aware of, and mention the most memorable of men. And you know about the contemptible and condescending taunts and the deplorable and dishonorable decrees which have been determined by all of the many nations and the preponderance of the people. And this is Kol Rabim Am, which says that these lies, that these edicts, that this condescending taunts against God have been offered and perpetrated by Am, people of Israel. You are your own worst enemy. You have done this to yourselves. And yet God is giving you another chance. But this is your last chance. And all against those who work with you, which I have now brought to bear in my best judgment. You see, when you told God to go away, we never want to see you or hear from you again, early in the process of the Yahweh Exodus, Yahweh has from that time to this time, when there is someone available, someone who will listen to him and who will respond to him, he communicates through men such as myself. And when there is no one, as there has been no one from 447 BCE, to 23 years ago, God is silent. This is because those in open opposition to you, Yahweh, which would be the rabbis who are in contention with God, they are insulting with their bewildering derision, their improperly discerned contempt, so as to discredit in an abusive manner the footsteps and stance of your Messiah. Masiyakata. You ever hear a rabbi speak of Dod as being Yahweh's Messiah? Do you ever hear a rabbi even speak of Dod by saying his name correctly? Do you ever hear a rabbi speak of Dod being the Son of God? Do you ever hear a rabbi say that Dod is Yahweh's chosen one? Do you ever hear a rabbi tell you that Dod fulfilled Pesach, Matzah, and Bikurim? That Dod is the Zeruah? Any of it. Do you ever hear a rabbi explain that the 22nd Mizmor is Dod's prophetic eyewitness account of Roman crucifixion as he served as the Passover lamb, written centuries before either Rome existed or crucifixion existed? Do you ever hear a rabbi explain that the 7-day celebration of Matzah isn't a 7-day celebration of Pesach? Pesach is one day incorporated into Matzah, and that Pesach without Matzah is counterproductive, and that Matzah is the day that Dod's soul carried our guilt into Sheol, and that guilt was religious guilt. ever hear a rabbi say any of that, or they just really want to be in your pocketbook? I will tell you, whatever they think will make you subservient to them so they can rob you. All of these things would be liberating, inspiring, uplifting, empowering, enriching, and they won't say any of them. That is what God just declared. Blessed by having knelt down in love to lift up is Yahweh forevermore. This is trustworthy, verifiable, and reliable, established, correct, and acceptable forevermore. And so concludes Mizmor, lyrics to be sung, Song 8952. We have completed our reading of Dode's song, but we are just beginning to share its implications. I am Yada, known as Craig Wynn, and this has been a very special edition of the Yahweh Blog.